It's about the troubles in a political sense, but also about my own troubles in a personal sense.
That's Erin, character from the critically acclaimed comedy Dairy Girls, now streaming on Netflix. The show follows five Catholic teenagers in the northern Irish city of Londonderry during the violence of the early 1990s. Dairy Girls is a huge hit in Northern Ireland because it is more personal than political, as NPR's Joanna Kakissis found out.
The day I visit Derry, there's a parade by Protestants waving British flags. There's not much trouble today and nothing violent. Community worker Donna McCluskey jokes that maybe it's because everyone's watching reruns of Dairy Girls.
In our house, I think we watched every episode 3 times. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely fantastic.
The show is set at an all-girls Catholic school. The character Erin wants to become a famous writer. Michelle always swears. Orla's into step aerobics. Claire loves studying, and James, he's the English boy. Tina Burke and Rachel Mullen, two moms in their early 30s, know them all.
Who would you be, Tina?
I don't know.
I can't think, but she's definitely Michelle.
Are you naughty like Michelle?
They say I'm born like Michelle.
Ah, yes, Michelle. Mouthy and fearless, dropping flaming shots of Sambuca and setting a house on fire.
Are you actually throwing alcohol on it?
Michelle even thinks a British soldier searching her school bus is hot.
What's going on?
I don't know. But do you think if I told him I had an incendiary device on my knickers, he'd have a look?
I talk with some real-life Dairy Girls.
Enya, Abby, Chloe.
They're 14 and super embarrassed that I'm interviewing them in front of some boys they like. Then Chloe gets serious. She says Dairy Girls taught her about the troubles. The past is present here.
It happened again. Like, it was more or less the troubles that happened where a girl got shot in the head. It was at the end of my street.
Lyra McKee was a young journalist shot during rioting in Derry last April. The girls walk away. I face an enormous mural of a nationalist in a gas mask. Up the hill, there's another huge mural. It's the Derry girls, painted on the side of a bar. 20-year-old Emma Dutreline from France poses in front of it.
I checked on Google Map and there was the place, so I wanted to go there and I led my family to this
you
point.
You led your family to this point. Dutreline's on vacation with her parents and brother. She binge-watches Dairy Girls back home.
It's very funny. I laugh at every episode, but I like the fact that it is on a war background and they don't even care about this war background. They do just live their life as teenager. They care about boys and girls and about money and schools and stuff like that.
Inside the bar, it's called Badgers. Manager John Cully tells me about the mural.
That mural out there, to me, I'm glad to say, is the new murals of Northern Ireland. Things like the Dairy Girls, it's just, you know, it just helps things change.
Jilly Campbell is sipping soda with her young daughter.
I think it shows Derry in all its best light. So the people here are funny, kind, loving.
And they always have been, she says, despite the troubles. The Dairy Girls is proof of that. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News in Derry, Northern Ireland.